Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I take the floor on behalf of the European Center for Constitutional and Human Rights. And given that it's the first time we actually take the floor, allow us to congratulate you, albeit belatedly, for your election to the chairmanship of this process. And we wish you, of course, Godspeed in getting us through the end of the week. We take this opportunity to reflect on the definitions as enshrined in Article 1 and want to make the following five remarks. So the first goes on the definition of victim. There we've seen that there are suggestions by the Honorable Delegation of Brazil to delete the notion of omission, which we would strongly recommend against. Similarly, there's of the same Honorable Delegation the proposal to delete references to collective forms of victimship, which in our understanding goes against a body of jurisprudence and international recognition in international human rights law that has developed over the last decades. So we would strongly oppose deleting references to collective forms of victimhood. Actually, on the contrast, we think that the language on family and the recognition on family is extremely useful and would actually add value in a number of concrete cases where people are victim of business activities. And so in our opinion, this language could even be strengthened by replacing the notion of may by shall. And furthermore, we actually would encourage the states in the open-ended working group to enlarge the group of victims to also include every other entity that or groups or people who provide assistance, as was done previously in the discussions in last year. On Article 1.2, we do recognize the value of the proposal made by the Honorable Delegation of Palestine to recognize both the notion of abuse and or violation, and we propose that other delegations keep this into consideration. Similarly, as in Article 1.1, we do think that the omission or the deletion of the notion of collectivities is not appropriate here, and it should indeed go the other way around. And then finally, the contested notion of the environment, especially in its current wording, the right to clean, healthy and sustainable environment, is actually an improvement coming probably from the chairmanship as proposed to, or as in relationship to the earlier drafts, where there was a more unclear notion. The title, Right to Clean, Healthy and Sustainable Environment, has a much more firmer grounding in international human rights law, as recently recognized by the same House, the Human Rights Council, in a majority voted resolution, HRC 48/13. So in that sense, this article rightly consolidates an emerging trend for a right. Then when it comes to Article 1.3, we understood that especially the business community is concerned by the notion of electronic means being included in the definition. However, from our perspective, this treaty is a treaty moving forward, looking forward into the 21st century. And so in that sense, electronic means have a very logical place within the definition of this treaty, especially if we see that in other forums, such as the UN Citral and the WTO, there is ongoing negotiations on what electronic commerce actually means. So recognizing and anticipating this in this article makes sure that this is and can become an instrument that is fit for purpose towards the future. On Article 1.4, we would join earlier comments being made by a number of observers that the notion significant in sub B and sub C is too much of a threshold and actually unnecessarily increase the threshold for application. And then finally, on the proposal by the Honorable Delegation of Iran of a 1.5 bis, we would caution also against this because in its current wording, we do note that every corporate entity has a registration somewhere in a national jurisdiction. And so if Article 1.5 bis as proposed would be maintained, it would actually effectively render the legally binding instrument null and void, which basically means that we have been here working for years together for nothing. So we would strongly oppose Article 1.5 bis. I thank you very much.